Decimate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Time for Shot or No Shot, and is brought to you by...
That would be Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. The Kentucky Derby prep races are going on. The Derby is right around the corner, first Saturday in May. Do all your horse wagering there. And if you want to bet sports, they have the Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne or on your mobile app. We say good morning to Snorling.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
All's good, man. Rock and roll.
Ready to go, Kaplan. As always, then let's get started. We'll talk about the White Sox to start. They won the battle yesterday, and hopefully they didn't lose the war. On a near double play at third base, Tim Anderson got run over trying to make a play, left the game with left knee soreness. Pedro Grifol said he's, quote, optimistic, but the team did recall Lenin Sosa late last night. This all comes on the heels of Eloy going on the IL, Mancada now dealing with a back injury. Injuries ravaging through the bullpen. This team, dating back to last year, just can't get healthy. Shot or no shot? The White Sox are cursed.
No shot. There's no such ridiculousness. Stop with the curse thing. Just, it's part of being a professional athlete, man. It is.
Yeah, it's not cursed as much as it is just unfortunate and sad. That you just can't go through a season without major injuries happening to this White Sox team. If it's not Moncada, it's Anderson. If it's not Anderson, it's Aloy. If it's not Aloy, it's Joe Kelly running in from the bullpen trying to break up a fight in Pittsburgh and has to go on the IL from running, from sprinting out to try to help his teammates. What an unfortunate set of circumstances for the White Sox that they had to go through this. So no, it's not cursed as much as it is just like, when is this team going to get right?
Now, fortunately, as far as we know now, that could change in 2 minutes. We could hear the breaking news sound or some serious injury. This was not like O'Neill Cruz is out 4 months, may not make it back this season on a play at the plate with Sebi Zavala. And I thought O'Neill Cruz had a horrible slide. So that one sucks.
Sure.
Like, okay, if TA is a little bulky, now again, if there's a ligament or something, that's different. I don't think that's not what we're hearing at this point.
Then on top of that, the Twins are playing football while the Sox are trying to play baseball. They're trying to run through our position players yesterday. What the hell? And it is amazing, Cap, and we'll get into it in our next hour. We could talk a little bit more about the White Sox, but just, you know, it was so disappointing yesterday. Yeah, anytime you beat the Twins, it's a good day in my house.
At their place?
Yeah, anytime you beat the Twins, it's good.
They're good.
It's just that, once again, just a sloppy baseball game by the White Sox.
3 years.
What is more frustrating for me? It is actually... the sloppy baseball over the injuries. Sloppy baseball. Now, the Sox sometimes can be able to hit over that. We saw that yesterday with Alberto having a big home run, really the key to the game.
He made up for the error that he made.
But just brutal defensively, though.
Yes.
Just like you get so tired every season of the 4 and 5 out innings from the White Sox. A team that should be better than that. Shay.
Isn't it just, though, like, and I when I say cursed, I'm obviously tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but
yeah.
Is there a team in baseball that's had worse injury luck over the last few seasons? I mean, it's crazy.
The Bulls.
What?
Alonzo Ball. He's been out, man. Supposed to be the elixir to help everything with this Bulls team. It's just disappointing, if nothing else. It just is. Because if Anderson is out for any significant time, the Sox will go backwards.
But by the way, in man games lost last year, the White Sox were not at the top of the list. The Reds had 1,800 games missed. 1,803. Washington led the league in total games missed by players due to injuries and the injured list, 1,698.
That's a ton.
It's a lot.
All right, Shay.
All right, well, Ryan Poles is said to be doing extensive homework on top draft tackle Darnell Wright. He's also said to be looking into a Division II tackle. Stop me if you've heard this name. B.J. Wilson of Quincy University.
Mm-hmm. Quincy, yeah, in Illinois.
Very familiar, right? Probably?
No.
No? Well, he measures out at 6'7", 320 pounds, and had a 4.7 shuttle time. So the measurables are pretty good.
What?
He may get picked late in the in late rounds, sort of similar to Braxton Jones, and B.J. Wilson's telling everybody who will listen he's met with the Bears, quote, a ton. Shot or no shot, Ryan Poles is trying to turn the Braxton Jones trick again.
Well, that's a shot. He's an offensive line guru, and we need depth there. He told us that. Not only do we need cornerstone players, he told us, it was your question. He said, we don't have any depth.
He's 6'7", and how big? 300?
6'7", 320, with a 4.7 shuttle time. That's freaky.
What? Holy cow.
Now, does he hit the... Olin always tells me, that's where I go to for offensive line help. Olin always, does he have nasty? You
yeah.
gotta play nasty. He said, you can be the biggest dude in the room, and if you don't play nasty, it ain't going to work in that league.
Yeah, you don't need a basketball player in football cleats.
You need a guy who, he wants to rip your head off.
6'7".
6'7", 330.
Imagine what that wingspan looks like. Oh, man.
And what's his name again? B.J. Thomas?
Yeah.
B.J. Wilson.
Wilson. Oh, B.J. Thomas was the singer.
Yes. Division II. Man. You know what? You find value in the gray, Cap. If that's someone that you covet, that you look at and say he could be something, absolutely. That sounds like something Belichick would look at also. Just trying to make him out of something.
I'm looking at this dude. Holy bleep. Does he have a set of shoulders on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Wingspan of... He has 84-inch wingspan, 37-inch arms, 10.5-inch hands. Wow.
It's a big dude.
That is a big man.
All right, Shay.
All right, I want to ask about the Bulls. They wrapped up a disappointing season over the weekend. They'll be headed to the play-in tournament tomorrow. They'll take on the Raptors in Toronto. There was a lot to be said, obviously, going back to the trade deadline, about the decision to essentially do nothing. It was seen as a refusal to pick a lane, neither to get better or to get worse and tank and try to save your draft pick, which was top four protected.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, they wound up pretty much where we all thought they would, the bottom of the middle. Shot or no shot, Arturis Karnisovas needs to be on the hot seat.
Well, if I was the owner, shot. I've been screaming from the mountaintops. I don't hear a lot of people screaming with me. Yeah, if I was the owner, we get knocked out tomorrow night in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm making a change. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything you did. We stabilized things a little bit. I don't see a clear direction. I don't see a future. I don't see player development. Thanks. Out.
Both of them?
Well, the new executive VP brings his own GM. Out.
So Eversley and Karnisovas.
Yeah, if I hire you as the new executive VP or president of basketball operator, you can keep Eversley if you want. It's your call.
Yeah.
Arturis, the boss, out.
I'm going to make an odd parallel, but this is how I feel about the Bulls. There is a lot of... This feels very Bears Mark Trestman to me. That era where it seems like this should be short-lived. It was a nice experiment getting mm-hmm. someone from a fantastic organization in Denver, but it's just not working.
I don't think he's a top dog. I think he's part of your organization. He's connected in your... great. I need an ass kicker at the top.
It feels Emory Trestman right now to me. And this is not putting Billy Donovan necessarily in that situation. Also, even though Billy's at fault for some of this, like the players are at fault for some of it. Anytime you underachieve, it's everybody. But Cap, it just feels like that this should be short-lived. This is a nice experiment, but you're not even getting from A to B with this organization right now. You're pretty much stuck.
Right.
Stuck. And so... Again, many Bulls fans would say, you got to just blow this thing up. You got to blow it up. Okay, fine. You want to blow it up, that's fine. But everything has to change. Billy Donovan's not coaching a whole bunch of kids and winning 15 games. He's just not doing that. That's not why he came back to coaching.
And I don't think it has to go to that level. I really don't.
If it doesn't, Cap, then you won't definitely be in the playoffs. There won't be a play-in. You'll be in one of the dregs of the league. If you just say, let's do a sign and let's do something with LaVine. Let's trade LaVine, or let's move DeRozan off, or not bring Vucevic back. Where do you think the ball club is then?
Oh, then you've got issues.
That's what I mean. Like, it can't be half pregnant with this team, though. You have to decide what you want to be.
Agreed. Now, what am I getting for Zach LaVine?
Right.
For all the screaming of, I can't believe he didn't play in the second game of the season or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude played 69 straight games, third in the NBA in minutes. I would say his knee is healthy.
Yeah.
Like, those people that were saying that need to go, I was wrong.
I would agree, but don't confuse activity with accomplishment. I take my hat off that the Bulls were relatively healthy this season.
Relatively healthy, yeah. Other than Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially for a league that likes to rest.
But my problem with the whole thing is, you knew going into the season, we've got no shooting. Yeah. Milwaukee, I say it all the time, Connaughton, Grayson Allen, Drew Holiday. They go get Jay Crowder, who could shoot the ball. Who else am I? Don't they have A.J. Green? They got like six guys that can shoot the crap out of it.
Joe Ingles.
Ingles. Mm-hmm. We don't do any of that. Oh, your point guard's banged up. Is he going to be able to play? I don't know. Did you get one? No. I mean, that's unconscionable. That falls at the feet of Arturis Karnišovas. He did an absolutely awful job putting the roster together.
No question. This is why I feel like this should be temporary. I know Michael Reinsdorf probably doesn't feel that way because of the loyalty of the Reinsdorfs, for better or for worse, over the years. But I'm not sure how this gets better anytime soon.
But why? Let me ask you a question. Hmm. Why is loyalty keeping the person employed if they're incompetent at their job or not doing a good job? Loyalty is saying, Hoodie, it's not working out. I want to make sure you're taken care of. You've been good, soldier. You've worked really hard. Here's whatever I owe you, and I'm throwing, you know, whatever it is. Right. Here's money. I want to make sure you and your family are okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to make a change here. This isn't working, and I don't see a future. Like, the Bears are terrible right now.
Yeah.
But I see a future. Like, I see a plan.
Yeah.
I look at the Cubs. I see a plan. Are they winning the World Series? Probably not. But I see a plan. I see guys coming along. The Blackhawks, for as awful as they are, they at least have a plan. Yeah. We're getting as much draft capital, and we're going to keep trying to build this thing. The Bulls? The Bulls are in the worst shape of any team in our town. No future.
Yeah, there's no question about that, because it's in neutral. It has not changed, really, since Gar-Pax. Really has not changed.
Fifth in the NBA in defense. Mm-hmm. They were the fifth best defensive team. That's pretty damn good. They had their big three stay healthy. DeRozan, eighth most minutes played in the league. LaVine, third most. Vooch, all 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
You let the coach and the rest of the roster down because you didn't do your job as the president or the executive VP.
No, there's no question about that.
Out.
Their defense is the reason why that they're even in the play-in tomorrow. That's what held them up. I mean, that Pat Beverly having an actual lead guard that can lead on the floor and in the locker room, that all helped in the second half of the season.
Out.
But there needs to be a change. That's why I mentioned Trestman, because that was just 2 years. And it was a nice little experiment for a little CFL coach to come down and help the Bears. No. And the same thing with the general manager.
Didn't work.
Out.
And I give George credit. 2 years. Out.
Mm-hmm.
I made a bad hire.
Yeah.
Out. Jerry needs to do that, or Michael.
Albert Breer coming up at 8:35. But next, we go around the National Football League. Some stories that you need to hear on Cap and Jay Hood.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time to go around the National Football League right here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we will hear from Albert Breer coming up at 8:35. Around the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Yeah, this literally just came out about 15 minutes ago from Daniel Kaplan of The Athletic.
Take that.
No relation. Thank you. Emily, that's my daughter, though.
That's not true either.
No, it's not. People ask her all the time, are you David Kaplan's daughter?
Nope.
All right, YouTube has officially unveiled the NFL Sunday Ticket pricing details. No single game or team options. So in the past with DirecTV, if you wanted to purchase the standalone package and watch just your team, if you lived out of market, you could do that. If you wanted to watch just a single game, you could buy on a pay-per-view basis. You can't do that with YouTube TV, and the pricing is steep. In the past, Sunday Ticket cost $300 up to $400 bundled with DirecTV's version of Red Zone. With YouTube, after $100 presale discounts expire, mm-hmm. YouTube TV will charge $349 for Sunday Ticket and $389 with Red Zone. The cost on primetime channels once the presale discount ends, $449 and $489 with Red Zone.
Well, as I always say, quality cost, pal. I mean, if you're an NFL fan, if you love the NFL that much, you'll pay through the nose for it. Even the Sunday Ticket. Now, can I just tell you something that you don't know about me? You know, I've never gotten Sunday Ticket. I've never bought it.
But you don't have DirecTV.
No, once upon a time I did. Oh. And still never did.
Okay, so before I started doing the post-game show, mm-hmm. I used to have Sunday Ticket way, way back. I had DirecTV. And then I went to work over at Comcast.
Yeah.
And you get like a discount on your cable bill. I'm like, I'm getting this DirecTV bill out of here. Never went back to it. And with Red Zone, don't need it.
Yeah.
The only way I could see you needing it, if you and Michelle moved to San Diego and you said, oh, I want to watch the Bears, not just on the Red Zone. You buy it so you can see your favorite team from out of market. But if you're living here, why do you need it? Red Zone gives you everything you need.
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Like, same here.
I've never had the NFL Sunday Ticket, but I understand that people, if they want to pay for it, I understand why they would. I've never been that ardent of an NFL fan that I need the Sunday Ticket.
I've had it in the past, and I found I didn't use it that much. I got it because I wanted to watch the Patriots.
But I'm with Shay.
I didn't use it as much as I thought I would. I watched the Patriots, but that's where YouTube not having the single team option becomes an issue for people like me who just want to watch their team. Yeah. What I do now is I have Red Zone. I watch the Bears game live. I'll watch Red Zone all day, and then I get the NFL Plus, which is way cheaper. And if I want to watch full games, I can do it a day later on the replay. It's fine.
So the Hood Cave looks like this. It's the Bears game on the main channel. Red Zone is on monitor 2. Monitor 3 might be the NFL Network. Monitor 4 is maybe kind of an out-of-market game from CBS.
Or another
or
sport.
Fox. Or the wave the flag, white flag programming on ESPN, like bowling.
Or baseball, if it's still going until September.
Yes.
Then basketball and hockey. I'll have horse racing up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my own sports book.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. But again, for those that are into it, and just real quick, Shay, maybe we don't know the answer to this, but I just want to ask, like, so how are the bars going to be able to set this up? They got their own YouTube TV. Some of these old taverns, man, they just got the old school TVs that they can't hook up a YouTube TV to.
Well, that's interesting because DirecTV would offer bars like group rate or discount rate because you put it on multiple TVs. You just get in the dish. You get Sunday tickets. You can put all the games on. That's interesting. Like Buffalo Wild Wings now is going to have to get YouTube TV if they're going to show all the games. That does good. That's
plus,
a great point.
Like, how much did you say it cost for the whole season?
After presale, it's going to be $449.
Okay. For a bar, that's not the way it is. Like, I have a friend who owns a restaurant and bar.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get the Cubs games because whatever marquee costs for you or I,
yeah,
they charge you as a business. It is a much more expensive purchase. He's like, people aren't coming here, man, to watch Cubs baseball. Coming here to eat dinner. Happens to be some cool TVs at the bar and one in the back. But he's like, I'm not paying that.
Is it they charge by the TV? Times 10?
I don't know if it's by the TV, but to get the feed into your place, if it's a place of business, it's not what you and I would pay at home.
Shay?
Yeah, somebody in our Twitch chat, and I just confirmed this via Google, there is a third-party company that will work to connect bars and YouTube TV and then provide it through whatever means. So that's going to be taken care of. But it sounds like it's up to the bar to reach out to that company and sign up for the service.
Our fine partners at APT, ABT, my guy Eric Bronchi, that's what they do. They route stuff in so they can come to the Hood Cave or they can go to your favorite restaurant.
I got Hanson on the red zone. I'm good.
Scotty Hanson.
I'm good.
So Siciliano out of work? What?
I don't know.
He was the other red zone guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Shay.
Washington Commanders are set to pay $500,000 or more in a season ticket lawsuit. They are settling. They were sued by the season ticket holders, and they are settling that suit. Big sign that the sale's coming soon, right?
Yes. I believe that a sale is imminent. They got to get them out of there. You know, if this is the NBA, they would have gotten them out of there by now. They would have found a way.
Crazy.
It's like
Sterling.
Yes.
Out.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he ever done? He's got eight. He does not have it.
Remember all that?
Oh, God.
That guy was insane.
Chicago Zone.
Is he still alive?
That I don't know.
I don't know if he is.
Just a hateful human being.
Hateful human being. It's a bad guy.
Big Magic Johnson. Jeez. He's so jealous of the Lakers. What's next, Shay?
This is kind of a sad story, but I have to bring it up. Dwayne Haskins, there's a lawsuit being filed by his family that's claiming Dwayne Haskins was drugged on the night of his death as part of an alleged blackmail and robbery conspiracy.
Yeah, I read the story. It was a very scary story.
You and I were together talking about this almost a year ago. This is back on April 9th.
Right. He was at, they had rented a home or they had gotten some place to all go throw and have a bonding thing. Mitch Trubisky was there, and they said in the morning he got up, said he ran out of gas, he's walking on the highway, and they're alleging somebody drugged him, and then he got hit by a dump truck. Not a pretty way to go.
I see what you are talking about here, Shay, because of the blood alcohol levels of 0.20 and 0.24, both are which are above the legal limit of Florida. Florida, it's 0.08. He was 0.20, 0.24. That's really, really drunk and intoxicated. That's tough.
Bad.
All right. Can you squeeze in one more?
Yeah, I sure can. Cliff Kingsbury's going back to school. He is the latest on Lincoln Riley's staff at USC, which is interesting in part because the guy who coached Patrick Mahomes is now going to coach Caleb Williams.
Can I just tell you kids listening right now, the young people listening, bring the music down, Jay Moore. I just want to tell the youth of Chicago and America, on behalf of Captain Jay Hood, can I just tell you something? This whole thing about work, okay? What you have to do in life is you fail up. I want you to take a look at Kingsbury here. I mean, let's take a look at his resume, Cap. This is the way you want to go, right? Let's pull up his resume, because I just want to tell the youth of America this whole thing, Shay, about working hard and, you know, making sure that you have an honest living. Here's what you do: you fail up. That's what we want to tell everybody today. Fail up.
I got something for you. He had a losing record at Texas Tech with Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. He then went to the Arizona Cardinals, where in four seasons he went 28-37-1.
He went 5-10-1, 8-8, 11-6, 4-13. Get out.
But here's the.
They paid him through the nose leave.
That's right. But then, after this Arizona thing, where did he go? He went overseas?
He went to Thailand with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And said, turn my phone off, leave me alone.
Yes.
On a one-way ticket.
Yeah, on a one-way ticket. That is correct. And then he comes back stateside. And then what happens? He gets what?
He is now a consultant to Lincoln Riley, working with quarterbacks at, because they have the number one pick in Caleb Williams, probably. His record with, he had, as you said, before he transferred, Baker Mayfield, and then Mahomes in college. 8-5, 4-8, 7-6, 5-7, 6-7, 5-7. Get out.
Folks, just remember one thing. Just fail up. Doesn't matter. Just whole hard work and, you know, you got to worry about what the next check. Don't worry about it. The check will be coming. Just be in the right place at the right time. And always do it west of the Mississippi if you can.
Hey, as long as you got friends. You know, the last time he was at USC, he was hired at USC before, lasted 35 days. Then he took the Cardinals job.
There you go.
We'll see if this lasts more than a month.
And if not, he'll just, you know, be a vagabond someplace out west. Be a head coach again in college. Be a head coach in the NFL again. Because you know why? Because he looks the part. That's why he looks the part.
Remember that scene or that picture where he's sitting on draft night because it was during the COVID time. And he had his feet up and the house looked like it was about $12 million in Phoenix or Scottsdale.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Gorgeous girlfriend. Yeah, get out. You're done.
And that, folks, is how you do it. That's how you have real living, Cap. One-way ticket, and then comes back, and now part of USC again.
And that's one to grow on.
That's exactly right. I'm here to help. Albert Breer, next on Cap and J-Hood.
Here's today's headline with Cap and J-Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox hung on yesterday for a victory at Target Field in Minnesota. Dylan Cease had the start and allowed three runs and one earned as the Sox win 4-3. Sox will take on the Twins again. Lance Lynn on the mound. It'll be a 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs also won yesterday 3-2 thanks to a walk-off hit by Nico Hoerner in the 10th inning. Sox win over the Seattle Mariners. The Minnesota Timberwolves suspended Rudy Gobert for their first play-in tournament game. Tampa Bay Rays became the first team in a while and the seventh team in Major League Baseball history to start a season 10-0. They beat the Red Sox yesterday by a score of 1-0. Jay Moore.
Good morning. Glad you're along for the Cap and Jay Hood experience. We're here weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN.
Hello.
Chicago.
Good morning.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with you until 10. Then Mike Greenberg steps in from 10 to noon. Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie 2 to 6 right into White Sox baseball. With Connor McKnight, Len Casper, and DJ. 6:40 start right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. Freddie and Fitzsimmons after the game right here on ESPN 1000.
Our friend Jim Miller texted me from Hawthorne Racecourse, where they have, you know, the points bet sportsbook area and the gambling area. He said, we have to provide occupancy numbers and are charged based on capacity for Sunday ticket.
For Hawthorne.
For Hawthorne, mm-hmm. Correct. Or the points bet sportsbook that they have there. And they have to provide, here's how many people were there, here's the square footage of the place, and the whole deal. That's how they get billed.
So I think that'll be interesting. Again, it's worth it if you're an NFL fan or if you're a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, why are the people coming in? They're coming in for food. They want to be able to have fun, drinks, and everything else. But it's nothing like good entertainment on there. And for some, you know how the melting pot is this city is, Cap. You can go to a bar on Sunday, and you think it'd just be all Bears fans. But then all of a sudden there's a Cowboys fan from Arlington Heights. Who? Where are you from? Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Jets fan. I'm a Bengals fan. We have a Bengals friend that lives on the South Side that's called the show before.
Yes.
Longtime Bengals fan. Right?
And for colleges, Snorling, isn't there a Michigan State bar? Isn't Justin's a Michigan State bar up in like Lakeview?
I don't know about Justin's. There's Tin Lizzie up there. There's Stretch. There's quite a few.
I think Justin's, that's Paul Sullivan Haunt, the writer for the Tribune, mm-hmm. the great Sully.
Yeah.
I believe that bar, Justin's, is a Michigan State bar. where you go eat, watch the games. Yeah, there's a bunch of different places. Iowa Bar and a this bar. Yeah, it's a big business.
So the television is important to be able to have that kind of coverage.
Correct.
So we're waiting on Albert Breer. He's on a call right now. We'll get to him in a little bit. I want to squeeze in something that we missed yesterday regarding Tiger Woods. We talked about the Masters open the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter the rain that we saw on Saturday, the anticipation to see who was going to win was still there.
Yeah.
A couple of things, Cap. One, I want to talk to you about Tiger Woods. Let me just table him just for a second, put him over here. Over here, I want to talk to you about whether or not you feel that Brooks Koepka, do you feel like he choked it away against Rahm? He had a nice lead.
It was four shots up when they resumed play on Sunday. I told you this. I was watching the, whatever you call it, the pre-match coverage.
Yeah.
And there's Frank Nabilo and all these different former players. And they asked him, you think Koepka hangs on? And this one guy said, no, Rahm's going to run him down. The conditions are super tough.
Mm-hmm.
Super tough. And Rahm did. I don't think Brooks choked. When you've got, what, four major wins? He's won four majors?
Resume aside, this individual, this game, this particular Masters, when you got a comfortable lead, and then you relinquish it, that's tough.
But I don't think that's choking. He got beat. Like he said, there are going to be days where the ball's going to hit, and you're like, how did that thing spin that way? It happens. It's golf. It's the toughest because you can't repeat the swing perfectly every time.
Okay. I want to ask you about that because we didn't get to that yesterday.
He got beat.
The other thing I want to ask you about is Tiger Woods. Jason Day revealed the gruesome reason why Tiger Woods withdrew from the 2022 PGA Championship. I mean, he's talking about how the golf icon in 2022, he could see a screw going through his skin. Think about that, from the knee. That's gruesome to think about, like that he could see the screw right through his skin.
Yeah.
He said, I was talking to him at the end of last year, and the reason why he pulled out last year is because the screw went right through his skin. That's why he had to do that. And then we see him writhing in pain, using the golf club almost as a walker, as a walking
cane.
Stick.
Yeah.
Cap. I don't want to see him like that.
I don't
want to see him like that. And I've been on the bandwagon saying he's great. He should be able to win one more. And when I see him limping around like that, Cap, having to withdraw,
well,
I don't see it now.
I know there are people listening who have been to that event. I have.
Yep.
Very blessed to have got to do that. Dude, that course is really hilly to walk. Like, I can't imagine the pressure of playing that course where it's soaking wet. It's been raining for 2 days. And up and down, and the stress on every shot, and your body is surgically put back together where they were seriously considering amputating one of his legs.
You like that soggy lie, though, wouldn't you? On the layup and part three.
I think at the pin you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, where the grass was able to hang in there instead of rolling into the water.
Correct.
It stood right there for you. That's pretty good.
Thick for you.
You'll take that.
Yeah.
But I would agree. It is difficult. That's why I believe that golf should be able to invoke Casey Martin. I believe they should invoke that rule, the Casey Martin rule.
No.
Got a bad leg? Put him in the cart.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Tiger, sit down here. I know you're very uncomfortable. Let's roll him over there to 14.
No shot.
Why are you yelling?
Part of the game is having the stamina to be able to hit those shots, compete for 4 days, walk through all the different changes in elevation. If you can't do it, Tiger, I love you, man. Sorry.
Well, clearly,
get out.
Well, clearly, he's got the stamina.
Can't do it.
I'm just saying that.
That's what she said.
We don't need Tiger driving on the course, all right?
You can. It's not allowed.
I'm just saying we don't need that.
I'm saying that they should get the Casey Martin rule in and try to help the man out. He can't walk, Cap. You probably said the same thing about Casey at the time. Get out! Walk! I can't. Get out!
Gone. Yeah, let Casey use it.
Did you say that about Casey at the time, too?
Yes, you don't get a cart.
You don't want Casey to have... You didn't want Casey Martin to have a cart either?
No.
With the bad wheel?
Sorry.
That's terrible.
He's since...
Don't say it.
I think he's had that leg amputated
since. Let's not do that. Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
So did Ron Santo. Whack it right off.
That's not right, man. I say that he should have, right? You with me, Shay, right? He's got the icon needs some wheels.
No wheels.
Help him out.
Sorry.
No, no chance. That's like putting a red jersey on Tom Brady during an NFL game because you don't want him getting hurt. I don't need to see him like that. Just do something else.
Sad. By the way, Justin's bar closed, apparently. So it's not around here. There you go.
Yeah, it's Tuco and Blondie now.
Thank you.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. A new way to preserve your loved ones. We get to that coming up. Albert Breer will be with us at 935 on Cap and Jay Hood.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're from Albert Breer coming up at 9:35 right here on ESPN 1000. So there's this story, Cap. Something that I think that freaks you out and me out as well. And that is a story from several places, but South Korean technology, a company called Deep Brain AI. Deep Brain AI, as in Allen Iverson, no, as in artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Has created a service called ReMemory that lets you have a one-way conversation with loved ones who are no more. The service works by creating an AI version of the deceased that mimics their voice and facial expressions and lets you talk to them as if you were on a video call with them.
So I'm seeing them.
Yes.
No, my mom, who loved both my parents, I was closer to my mom. Mm-hmm. My dad's been gone for 23 years, April 1st. My mom died 2 years ago. It hit me hard. If you said I could have a video call with my late mom today, and it's done by AI, no thank you. That is the creepiest, most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Hey, Mom, what should I have for dinner tonight? You should have a steak tonight, honey. She's not telling me that.
Right. This is not the first time someone has attempted to bring back the dead, though, through AI. Some have created nonverbal clips where the dead person's facial expressions are mimicked, and some that try to mimic their voice using old clips. Let me just tell you something, Cap. First of all, that is something I would never want to see. As much as I love my mom, I do not want to see someone that's mimicking her, and she's like as if she's talking to me as if she's alive. When someone passes away, you try to you always have them in your heart,
yes.
But you know that they're not here. The spirit might be around your home, and it might be in your heart, but not to the point where I want to see them reanimated.
Like, I would call my mom after every show I did, radio and TV. My dad's been gone for a long, long time. She was by herself. She never dated again. Hey, Mom, she listened to everything, watched everything, and was super honest. Hey, Mom, how's it going? Good. Talk about the show. Talk about this, that, the other thing. All right, talk to you. Like, it was awesome. Do you think I'm going to call the AI version of my late mom and go, hey, Mom, what'd you think of Hoodie and I today on the radio? Oh, it was a great show.
I think it sucked.
Yeah.
Looked like Cut Clutch Cargo.
Right. Like, that's not her saying
is.
That.
That's right. It is somewhat, again, this is the problem with technology. Now you're messing with people's minds.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing that's so freaky about this. I would not want to hear from my mom and dad.
No interest.
And by the way, whether it's in life form or AI, I don't want to hear from my dad. Don't want to hear from him. Could you imagine what he'd say about me now?
He'd be so proud of you.
I'm sure. I think on one end, but the other end, he'd be like, what did you say on the radio this morning? What's that? Bam! Deportment.
That's it.
It's like, what did you say? What did you say about me? Don't tell the story about us crushing cans to try to make ends meet. Doesn't want to hear that story.
No.
He wouldn't say, there's some things that he probably wouldn't want to hear today, but no, that's just creepy, Shea Norling.
Creepy.
I want to put this story in the trash can because I don't want to see my loved ones dead being reanimated just so they can move their mouth and say, how are you today? I'd crap my pants.
Can you imagine? Like, that's, it's also not, have you heard some of the AI stuff? There's stuff, like, goes around on TikTok. They do, like, all the presidents fighting with each other, and it's the voice synthesizer. It sounds pretty good, but there's just something not quite right about it.
Walk in the house, and Michelle goes, hey, hon, your dad's on the video call for you.
No.
What?
It's, like, just off enough to sound inhuman, but more than a robot. It's very in between where it's disconcerting. I don't need that. Like, respectfully, when my mother dies, you're gone. You're gone out of my life. That's it. That's the end. I don't need to be talking to you down the line in some fake version of heaven. Where, like, that's not what this is.
Down the line.
You're gone. We're good.
Down the line, like she's on remote.
Well, it's like Wada wants to be stuffed and then passed she's along.
She's
like,
on Comrex.
No.
Comrex from the afterlife. No, it's like, I actually think this could be incredibly damaging to people because it doesn't let you grieve properly. If you could still talk to your loved ones that have passed, you're never going to let go of them. That's an important step in the process.
It actually has started to damage the music community because a lot of artists are being imitated with this AI technology as if they did new records, new songs. They have some stuff with Kanye singing, like Taylor Swift songs. They have some stuff with Jay-Z rapping a verse with someone he never rapped with, and it sounds exactly like him. Wow.
Jay Moore, you know how we are with magic, right? As soon as we see a magic trip, we as black people like to run away.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think that AI would work? How do you think that would happen?
Oh, man.
That's my mama! That's not my mama! So obviously that would not work.
It's super scary, though.
It is scary. I don't want to see that. God almighty.
I'd be terrified. I put a hole through my computer screen. My mom starts talking to me out of it from the afterlife.
Jeez. And the fact that they're allowing them to do it and experiment with it is just unreal.
Pass.
The Cubbies are coming. Tra-la, tra-la.
Here we come, baby.
And then there's the White Sox. We discuss it coming up next on Cap and J-Hood. 2 minutes.